ओम शांति। 8th of January 2019, Tuesday। So today's effort to become like the Father Brahma is in order to experience the energetic stage, the same as Father Brahma, while performing actions. Every now and then, exercise your mind with incorporeal and energetic forms. You saw Father Brahma in the corporeal form. He was always double light. He didn't have any burden even of service. In the same way, follow the Father and you will easily become equal to the Father. Just as exercise is very much important for overall well-being of the person, in the similar manner, the spiritual exercise is also very important. So Baba is saying, do this exercise of Sakari and Akari and Nirakari form at one moment. You are situated in that seed stage in corporeal world as incorporeal soul. At another moment you are an angel, and yet another moment you are back in this corporeal world. So this is the exercise of the mind. Just as you have exercise there, this is exercise here. Just as there is a training there is a training here. Just as there is workout there, this is spiritual workout. Just as there is a warm up there, this is spiritual warm up. Just as there is a gymnasium there, this is spiritual gymnasium. Just as there is an exertion there, this is spiritual exertion. Just as there is activity there, this is spiritual activity. And just as there is training there, this is spiritual training. And just as there is calisthenics is that branch which deals with exercises of body. And just as there is a constitutional is also daily workout. And these are the words which are used in gymnasiums. So also this is spiritual calisthenics, and this is spiritual constitutional. So Baba is saying, when you do that workout, training, exertion, gymnasium, calisthenics, flexing of muscles, this is flexing of the mind, this is exercise of the mind, this is spiritual training, this is spiritual workup. So that exercise does something to the body, mind, and also has got spiritual benefits. In the similar manner, this exercise also does something not just to the mind but also to the body. That's a physical exercise, but still it does something to the mind. And what are the benefits of that exercise? What is the benefit? How that exercise is useful for the body? It energizes the body, strengthens the body, it fills it with new energy, new vigor, flexibility of the body increases, diseases are prevented, it gives it helps you get rid of unnecessary fat and many diseases, obesity and so on and so forth. So that keeps body active, that increases your stamina, that releases a lot of happiness hormones, endocrinal hormones, and that makes you all the more happy. Longevity of the life is a well-known benefit of daily exercise. It keeps you fit, it keeps you alert. So many things happen because of exercise on the body. At the same time, even it keeps balance, it even on the mind. What are the effects? It reduces stress, reduces tension, diffuses tension. It helps you remain, again, active, alert, enthusiastic. Concentration power increases. What else? Positivity. Good mood. Yeah, good mood. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba has used that word moody. When you explain somebody, some of them are very moody. They would not understand anything. The other person whom you are explaining. So, the mood increases. The mood becomes good. Feel good feeling is there. And you feel light after exercise. And there is energy in the body. You can do anything. Your willpower increases. And as regards even social, at the social level also, your interaction, sociability, amicability, and all other things, relationships, many things. And there is a feeling of love and harmony in relationships. So exercise have got umpteen benefits. So that is physical exercise. That can take any form, aerobic, anaerobic, or aerobic exercises, or yoga, pranayama, or whatever. Everything dealing with body. Now here Baba is teaching about spiritual exercise, gym, workout, training, gymnasium, calisthenics. So what does this exercise do to the body? Spiritual exercise. If that exercise does all of those things, what does this spiritual exercise do? Same or even more. It can also keep the body fit, because spiritual exercise ultimately leads to material benefits as well. And it makes the mind stable. It has got more spiritual effects. Physical effects would be just a reflection of those spiritual effects. So it will keep your soul fit. Soul will not fall sick again and again. Recurrences of diseases or onslaught of maya or attacks by vices. It will induce spiritual flexibility, which is known by the word resilience. You will be flexible, can adjust anywhere. In the most difficult of the situations, one will come out with flying colors without any repentance or much stress, because this exercise will help. What else? What will this exercise do? Mind will become powerful when you flex the muscle. Just as without exercise muscles become flabby, here soul is a muscle. Soul is a muscle. So soul muscle. Divine virtues will increase. Soul will become powerful, more youthful, and rust will decrease. Okay. Soul is iron and it has got rusted because of vices. So all those rust of vices would reduce. Then it will become more transparent, it will become light. In today's blessing, Baba said, practice for 1 second or 1 minute. getting situated at seed stage. Be in the seed stage, or be in the double light stage, avyakta stage, and be as an angel. Whether double light, angel or seed, it will benefit you as well as others. If you get situated in these three stages, it will benefit you as well as it will benefit others. So get situated in any one of these stages. So spiritual exercise, just as you have to take out time for that exercise, you have also to take out time for this exercise. Just as regular physical exercise helps, in this same way, consistency in the spiritual exercise should be there. So regular, it should be consistent. And what is the time when you have to do this exercise? What is the difference between this exercise and that exercise? First we saw similarity. Now what is the difference? Let's suppose this is an exercise and that is a physical exercise. This is spiritual exercise. So what is the difference? Physical exercise, spiritual. That exercise should be done empty stomach. Okay. And for this exercise, your stomach should be full. Stomach means mind. And mind means soul. And it should be filled with spiritual food. Without spiritual food, you cannot do this spiritual exercise. So here you need empty stomach. Here you need full stomach. What else? That exercise is usually done in the morning, evening, or some people even do before sleeping. This can be done any time, or rather it should be done at any time, or rather this is necessary for doing. You have to do this exercise throughout the day, Baba is saying. When you do it throughout the day, then you become more powerful. Or rather it should be done in the most difficult situations, difficult conditions, adverse situations. That exercise, if you start doing during adverse situation, people might laugh, what are you doing? This is not the time for doing this. Then you cannot overdo this exercise. If you overdo and become extremely enthusiastic, you may fall sick. And this you have to overdo, because what you are doing is you are underdoing it. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, go to prostitutes, Vaishya and Ganikaya, and give them knowledge. Why do you feel shy? Go to them. But you cannot go because your yoga power is less. That is why you cannot do. You will be able to serve them only when your yoga power will increase. Then only you will be able to serve them. And when you will serve them, and when they will come in Gyan, they will go even ahead of you. They will even go ahead of you, these prostitutes. And then, because these prostitutes have defamed the name of Bharat, it is because of them that the Bharat has fallen down. The fall of Bharat is because of prostitutes. This is in today's Murli. So you elevate them. You give them knowledge. There is a very powerful sentence in today's Murli. One who doesn't give knowledge is a jnani. One who doesn't give knowledge is Agyani. So this exercise, you cannot overdo, but this you have to overdo. What else difference? That exercise is body consciousness, this is soul consciousness. That exercise can lead to competition, because if you see somebody is building a body, you want to build a better body than him. Okay? That might make person egoistic. Here you have to go to physical gym. Here, spiritual gymnasium. You have to become spiritual gymnast. Here you become physical gymnast. This is very much visible, and this is invisible, and that requires many instruments. You know that calisthenics means lot of instruments. Huh? You need place, you need instruments, and you need music also. Without music you cannot do that exercise. Then you need pop music, and they need very strong music so that they remain enthusiastic. That's what they so do in the gymnasiums. So, and that exercise needs, you have to give money. You have to pay. You cannot do that unless and until you are very trained and you can do it on your own. That needs inspiration. That's why they go to gymnasium where there are so many people doing, and you feel enthusiastic, and that needs a guru. Here also a guru is needed. And that is a time bound. That is a procedure. There are A to Z of the physical exercise. A, do this. B, do that. Then go down. And then, different parts of the body, different exercise. Here all parts of the soul, same exercise. Three parts of the soul, you have to do the same exercise. So, what else? Differences, that is similarity. That we said already. This exercise may not just be for one life, but just for some period of the life. After that, again you go back to your original stage if you don't continue. You might do workouts for 2 months, you become very fit, you give up, and again you are back to square one. So, anyone can do, and this physical exercise, everybody cannot do that. Everybody cannot do that. There might be some restrictions for those who are having some problems, some diseases. Special exercise for special people and special diseases. This is for all. No matter you are suffering from hypertension, diabetes, obesity, whatever diseases, physical diseases you are, you still can do that. You have fracture, you are lying on the bed, you cannot move. But you cannot give any excuse for this exercise. This exercise you can give a lot of excuses. I am not well, I am this, I am that. Here you cannot give any excuses. What else? Here you have to, then you go for the whey protein diet. You have to increase your proteins, and you have to go for so many new things. Nutrition. This exercise itself is nutrition. But here also you have to take a lot of nutrition. In the form of spiritual food. Without churning of knowledge, you cannot do this exercise. Without going ahead of body consciousness, you cannot do this exercise. So, there are similarities of this exercise, and there are differences of this exercise and that exercise, and then there are benefits of this exercise and that exercise. So, Baba is saying, in today's effort, that in order to experience the angelic stage, the same as Father Brahma, while performing actions, every now and then, exercise your mind with incorporeal and angelic form. Incorporeal and angelic form. You saw Father Brahma in the corporeal form, he was always double light. He didn't have any burden even of service. One of the characteristics of angel is lightness. Lightness. Lightness even while doing any service. So this is all to experience the angelic stage. Baba is giving an example of Brahma, that he was very light. What is the cause of heaviness? You have to become light, Baba is saying. Light in mind. What is the thing that makes one heavy? That's final word. Okay. There are multiple reasons that make us heavy. And one of the main causes of becoming heavy is I. The expansion of I. The heaviness of I. I am doing, I am right, I do this, I have done this. When I, capital I, is prominent in the consciousness, then lot of heaviness is there. When I is not ready to stoop down, when I has become so swollen, that it is not ready to accept others' point of view, not ready to accept what others are saying, not ready to listen what others are saying. When I is prominent, that time heaviness comes in life. And the same thing with result is responsible for body consciousness, and same thing is responsible for waste and negative. That's why in today's Murli Baba said, those who don't give knowledge are agyani. They are body conscious. They are body conscious. Dehabhan, dehabhiman is lot in them. So there was a Murli on 15th December. Recently, before this Murli of New Year, on 15 December there was a Murli. What was that? On 15 December there was a Murli, no? What was the topic of that Murli? I think it was 5/2/2006 or 2009. Huh? Six. So what was the points from that Murli? You have to become angel. So we had discussed here that Murli, 10 points. So Arvind Bhai will tell those 10 points. Angel means light. Halka. The first definition Baba gave was, angel means the one who is light. If somebody is very heavy and somebody is thinking and stressed and in tension, that is not an angelic stage. Angel means the one who is light. Second, angel means who is loved by all. Baba had given example of Dadi Prakashmani. Just as for Baba everybody says my Baba, even for Dadiji everybody said my Dadi. So that was loving by all. Angel means one who is light. Angel means one who is loved by all. Third, angel means who is detached, nyara. Halka, pyara, nyara. Fourth, angel means Raja. Angel means who is Karmendriya Jeet. This father has got that intoxication that my every child is Raja. Fifth, angel and service. Angel and service. Baba said, whilst doing service, spread the object atmosphere of being an angel. So that was related to service. Sixth, I am a double light angel. I am a double light angel. This was in relation to other souls who come in contact with you. The moment they see you, they should no more ask that Brahma Kumaris is good, the system is good here. What they should say is, where is the source? What is the source? So they should see the source. Seventh, Sanskar Milan. Harmonizing of Sanskars. Angel means who has learned to harmonize Sanskars. Seventh. Eighth, angel means two obstacles he has crossed. What are they? Dehabhan and Dehabhiman. So body consciousness and body arrogance. Ninth, angel is someone who brings the angelic form into practical life. And tenth, Angel is someone who will emerge. Angelic sanskars. Now you remember? So that was a Murli of 15th December 2018. And which was the recorded Murli of 5th February 2009. So overall, the goal of this life is to become angel. Angel means who is double light. And the first qualification is lightness. If there is heaviness because of any reason, then we are not in an angelic stage. It's a journey to become angel. So Baba is saying, in order to experience the angelic state, same as Father Brahma, in today's Sakar Murli, two words have come for Brahma. The Brahma who is Sakar is in Karma Bandhan, and the Brahma who is in subtle world is Karmatit. The Brahma who is here is Vyakt, and the Brahma who is there is Avyakt. One must understand subtle world. What is subtle world? That also Baba said somewhere. So in order to experience the angelic state, the same as Father Brahma while performing actions, every now and then, exercise your mind. You know, what are the difficulties in doing exercise? Laziness. Who wants to get up and do exercise? Everybody is very lazy for exercise. Nobody likes to do exercise. There is an initial teething problems. One should have some strong motivation. Then only one does exercise. One should fall sick and then he gets a heart attack. And then he realizes that I must exercise now. So a great shock is needed. Then one starts exercise. Or he listens to some motivational class on exercise and he understands I must do exercise. Or he meets a person who is extremely active and he asks what is the reason, what is the cause, and he tells I do exercise. And then one is aware. For exercise, a huge motivation is needed. Without motivation, nobody is exercise. There are only few might be born gymnasts, but otherwise all people in the world, they need very strong motivation for exercise. Physical exercise, you need so much motivation. What about spiritual? You need 10 times more motivation for doing spiritual exercise. Because why will one do spiritual exercise? One is fit, physically, mentally, socially, emotionally stable, and things are okay. He is doing some good work. Or forget that, in the yajna, one is doing Amritvela and one is doing listening to Murli, and throughout the day busy in service, evening doing evening yoga, night sitting with a group of people and chit-chatting gyan, and night goodbye and sleeping. So Baba, that's why I said there is a difficulty in yoga. That's the word Baba has used in today's Sakar Murli. Yoga is difficult. English word Baba has used. Yoga is difficult and your yoga power is less, and that's why you cannot go to those Vaishya and Ganika, those prostitutes you cannot reach. Reach out to those prostitutes. Take these mothers, they are experienced. Kumaris may not be able to do this. Let these mothers go. And when these prostitutes who were responsible for the fall of Bharat, when they would get enlightened and they would get intoxicated and they will feel that we are becoming deities, that time you have really revealed the Father's name. So exercise, spiritual workout, spiritual exertion, spiritual drill, spiritual gymnasium, spiritual warm-up, spiritual calisthenic, spiritual constitutional, the different words for exercise. Om Shanti.